Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ Today Session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 19 of this Daily Study Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as I've had a little break for the last few days or so from the podcast. I was away on holiday, quite simply, and I did record a couple of episodes to kind of take me into the weekend, but the last 3 days I think I've not managed to get an episode out. But was doing some study and I'm excited to share some thoughts about this week's study of our Come Follow Me materials. We are studying in the week of where we're studying Mosiah chapter 29 to Alma chapter 4 in the week of June the 3rd to June the 9th. We're going to look at Mosiah 29 today and go through that quite quickly. Basically what happens in this chapter is King Mosiah proposing that judges replace the kingship or the monarchy that the Nephites currently have in their society. There is a number of reasons for this. And in verse 7 he says, "And if there should be another appointed in his stead, I fear there would rise contentions among you. And who knoweth but what my son, to whom the kingdom doth belong, should turn to be angry and draw away a part of this people after him, which would cause wars and contentions among you." So basically what he's saying is that he has offered the kingdom to his son, but none of the sons of Mosiah want to take the kingdom upon themselves. We see later what they wanted to do, and that was, of course, to share the gospel and to try and help convert as many individuals, particularly amongst the Lamanites, as they can. And so because of this, this leaves Mosiah in a situation where he doesn't have an heir who wants to take on the throne, but he's also concerned that if he gives the kingship to someone else, that this may cause contentions or divisions amongst the people. Now, of course, he's considering this and thinking about this, given that a number of the people that he is king over now have just come from King Noah and the experiences that they had there. We also see later on kind of the divisions and the bloodshedding that takes place, particularly in the Book of Ether with the Jaredites. Now we know that that King Mosiah also has in his possession the record of the Jaredites, and that he is an individual who is able to translate. And so it is very possible and probable that he is studying these words at this time and is seeing the dangers that having a king can have amongst the people if they were to continue this pattern. And as such, he wants to appoint judges. And for us, this kind of just shows a change in the, not just the political landscape within amongst the Nephites, but also it is a spiritual change, one which is able to give the people a move away from a system which could have particular problems. Lee L. Donaldson says this, quote, "A close look at the Book of Mosiah makes it obvious why Mosiah II would have selected these two kings to make this point. Benjamin is the type of righteous king. Noah is the model of a wicked one. King Benjamin's purpose was to bring his people to Christ, while Noah led his people away from Christ. The great joy of Benjamin's people came from the teaching of their righteous king, whereas the sore afflictions of Noah's reign were the fruits of his evil leadership." Close quote. King Mosiah points to these two kings and identifies how difficult it can be to be led by a king. As long as they're righteous and make wise judgments, then yes, it's all great. But if there is no system in place to hold that king in check and keep them accountable, then it can also turn very bad and wrong, as it did with King Noah. And so this is the reason by which he moves forward with this change. Mosiah then talks about how moving to a judge's structure will give the people more of a voice. And in verse 26 he says, "Now it is not common that the voice of the people desireth anything contrary to that which is right, but it is common for the lesser part of the people to desire that which is not right. Therefore, this shall ye observe and make it your law, to do your business by the voice of the people. And if the time comes that the voice of the people doth choose iniquity, then is the time that the judgments of God will come upon you. Yea, then is the time he will visit you with great destruction, even as he have hitherto visited this land." This is an interesting reminder about the importance of being able to take part as a citizen within the land, the community, the society that we live, so that we can then have a voice in what goes on. This is actually all being studied with the context that in the UK we are gearing up for a general election at the beginning of July. And so this is a very prompt time to kind of reflect on this and the importance of being a good citizen in whatever land, in whatever country of the world that we live. Not every country will live with a democratic system, but it is still important to learn the principle of being a good citizen and living out whatever role or whatever kind of voice that we have within the country that we reside in, being able to make sure we play our part and to support and to lift others up and to use our voice when we are able to help direct within the way in which we see best, the way in which things need to move forward. And of course, this doesn't mean that if you're a member of the church, you will vote the same political party as every other member of the church, because I think there are many ways and approaches that can be taken in the running and governing of a country. It's a very complex system. But what is important is that we do that with love and respect, that we honour the fact that others may have a different opinion to us, and that we're able to discuss and able to share thoughts and reflections without resorting to kind of personal attacks or comments that would undermine others within the area of discussion that they're having. I think that it is very possible to do that, but unfortunately we do see at times with people around us, and I'm sure it's the same whatever country the listener are listening from, where we don't see that taking place at the way that it should. This brings us to the end of the book of Hosea and into the book of Alma. And what we'll do is we'll continue studying through that as we continue our study tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening, and until we meet again.